Hi, my name is Leah. I am a Healthy Minds Alliance member with AmeriCorps, serving at Ascension Healthcare in Chicago, Illinois.
Healthy Minds Alliance is an innovative AmeriCorps program managed by Health 360 that engages AmeriCorps members of all ages and backgrounds to meet critical mental health needs in communities served by their host sites. AmeriCorps members serving with the Healthy Minds Alliance receive a stipend during their 10-month service term, and upon completion of their service term, receive an education award which can be used to repay qualified student loans and to pay current educational expenses at eligible institutions of higher education and training programs. If you're interested in becoming an AmeriCorps member or would like information on how your organization could become a host site, please see our show notes for information on how to apply.
Hello and welcome, current, former, and perhaps future AmeriCorps members. My name is Michael, and I will be your host for today's Healthy Minds Alliance podcast, and I'm also a serving AmeriCorps member. Joining me today is service member Leah.
So Leah, just tell me a little bit about yourself, and you know, this can be prior to AmeriCorps or what you do outside of that. Like, just tell us a little bit about who you are.
Sure. Well, I just graduated from college this past spring, so I went to Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia. I studied neuroscience there, so I was really interested in psychology and just studying, you know, people and trying to help people out using my neuroscience background. So that's what I was really interested in when I was in school. But I grew up in Chicago, so born and raised in the city. And I wanted to be able to move back here after school and kind of do some work in my community. But outside of work, I have a dog that I love to hang out with, take on walks. And I also really like doing art. So I'm starting an art class this next week. I'm really excited about.
So like taking the class, or are you teaching the class?
Oh, I'm taking it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not at that level to teach it.
Someday though, right? Someday?
Yeah, I'll take it over.
Right, fantastic. So if you don't mind, tell me, like, how did you end up becoming an AmeriCorps member? How did you learn about the organization? What was the process like for you as far as like getting connected to your host site? Just kind of tell me how that worked.
Yeah, well, I'm pre-med. So when I graduated school, I graduated a semester early and I took that semester to kind of prepare my application, take the MCAT, do all that kind of thing. And then when it came time to submit, I got kind of cold feet, basically, because just like what the world is today, I was like, I don't know if I'm ready to take on that huge responsibility. And I also don't know if I've really maybe done my part enough to understand what it's like to kind of commit your life to serving other people. So I was a little bit overwhelmed by that prospect. So I knew that I wanted to take some time and maybe dip my feet in the water and figure out another way to really do something meaningful and help other people without jumping right into med school. So I started kind of looking into long-term volunteer opportunities for a gap year. And AmeriCorps was definitely one of the first ones that came up. And I knew it was like really well-regarded. And a lot of people moved on to do really amazing things after serving with AmeriCorps. So I was really interested in kind of the mission of helping communities and dedicating almost a full year to helping other people. So I felt like it was something that I really wanted to explore. So once I decided on AmeriCorps, I looked into all the different kind of options within the system, because there's a ton of different ways to serve. But something that I decided on was I wanted to be in my own community as much as possible. So there's a lot of really great programs where you're traveling or you're working in a lot of different communities or different organizations, but I decided that I wanted to live in Chicago for the year. And that's kind of how I found Healthy Mind Alliance, because it's one of the programs where you can really do it from a lot of different locations. There's a lot of different participating organizations across the country, and you're matched with one specific host site that you stay at for the year. So if I remember correctly, I applied for the general Healthy Minds Alliance program. And then once I heard back from them, I had an interview with just AmeriCorps in general. And then after that interview, the next step is to interview with the host sites that you ranked as your preferences. So then I interviewed with someone at Ascension Healthcare. And then when we figured out that it would be a good match, and I liked what they were offering in their program, and they liked me and it was all good. That's how I landed on this position in particular. And because it's in a hospital network, I'm still getting sort of that medical background. I'm able to learn from people that work with hospitals on a day-to-day basis. But okay.
That sounds amazing. Again, just I want to commend you on this. You know, you have this desire for service, and it sounds like AmeriCorps is allowing you to explore that before maybe you go into a full career mode. But I think it's remarkable that you want to do that. I'm so happy that you found this avenue to let you explore that.
Yeah, thanks. I'm really excited about it. I think it can be daunting, like taking a whole year maybe off your like typical path, because at college you're always told like, you do undergrad and then grad school and then your job, and you're kind of just settled for life. But right. I think that it's a good opportunity if you're able to take some time and just like maybe take a different path and see like where it takes you, and just take that time to really just give back if you can. I think it's a rewarding experience.
So you mentioned now that you are serving, your host side is Ascension Healthcare. So you said that's a hospital?
It's a network of hospitals. Yeah.
Okay. So are you in one particular location or do you travel between them?
I work remotely, but the trainings that I give can be remote or in person. So I can work in any service area within the larger network. So it's really cool because we have like a few, I don't even know the number. It might be close to 20 hospitals in the network, and they're all across the Chicago area. So if any hospital or like area organization in those areas wants a training, I'm able to provide those. So it's kind of a really wide audience. And I can either give Zoom trainings, which has been nice because they're more accessible, or I can go into the actual organization and give the training. So it's a pretty flexible position. Right. Yes.
So now not all of the host sites are as sort of like well known as a hospital. I think most people have a pretty good idea of how a hospital serves the community it's in. Sure. So that kind of takes away one of the questions I was going to ask. But it rolls us right into how exactly are you contributing? Now, you already mentioned that you're working within the service elements. You also do some trainings. Do you want to elaborate on that? And then anything else that you're doing to help serve your host site so that they can better serve the community?
I'm part of the branch of the hospital that's considered community benefit. So they have a lot of different programs and different things that they do within communities that is kind of beyond just the typical hospital service, like giving medicine or giving treatment. The hospital network tries to do community services as well that contribute to community health. So there's a whole department that I work with that its goal is to just help the community in any way possible. So they have a whole program and budget dedicated to Healthy Mind Alliance and working with an AmeriCorps every year to give mental health first aid training. So that's my position this year, is I'm the yearly AmeriCorps that comes and then kind of meets with the community benefit board and then is able to figure out the need of the different service areas, maybe what areas haven't received first aid recently or what areas are requesting it. And then I'm able to do outreach in the communities and then provide the trainings for the hospital.
And so again, are you just doing youth mental health first aid, or do you have the certificates and other versions of that?
I'm only doing adult. So I do, 18 plus, but I do a lot of different types of companies and organizations, which is cool. All the organizations that we train, we try to pick ones that are doing some sort of like positive community work themselves. So we try to do like non-for-profits or organizations that serve underrepresented populations, because we're providing the training free of cost to them. So we're trying to prioritize those types of organizations. So it's been really awesome being able to meet all different types of adults, and kind of every time I do a training, I'm going to hear some new insight, because it's just always different groups of people. Right. So that's been really interesting.
Yeah, that's very cool. I defaulted to youth just because that's what I'm doing. I'm stuck in my brain, but I know that there are various types that are out there. And actually more, I just got an email that we've added a new like tribal specifically for populations in like tribal areas and communities. Okay. So Again, the program is continuing to expand and evolve over time.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So do you feel like your service has helped you grow as a person? Are there any specific experiences that you think you'll be able to take with you after your service that's going to help you in your future career endeavors or just, you know, anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm new-ish to the program. So I started doing my trainings in October. So I've only done a few so far, but I would say already, like, I've just felt really inspired. Feels like such a cheesy word, but I would say inspired. I think what I've learned personally is how much I enjoy being hands-on in communities and actually speaking to community members about either what they need or how they feel about the material I'm teaching them. So, like, for example, in one of the recent trainings I went to, you know, I started talking to them about certain parts of the training, like trauma, different topics like that, some of the crises that we talk about in the training. And I was able to hear some really personal stories around some of these issues. And then I was able to maybe like kind of alter the discussion around these topics based on what people have actually experienced and what they're telling me. So I think it's one thing to learn about psychology in school and to kind of hear like what the experts think, but for me being able to actually talk to people with lived experiences and hear their feedback and learn from them has been really impactful and has kind of reworked how I view the training. And I see it more as like a mutual learning experience rather than training them.
That is very cool. That definitely fit the category the question was going for. So if you could go back in time, now you've only been with the program for what, like a month and a half or something?
Yeah.
It's still pretty fresh. But if you could go back to Leah before, then is there something that you would want to tell yourself? Something that you know now that you wish you knew then? Or again, someone who may be listening who's like, I don't know what AmeriCorps is, but this sounds really interesting. What would you want someone to know before they join?
I would say, if you're someone like me who like has always kind of been on a structured path and feels like, you know, everything is just kind of laid out, I would say just remember to be open to different experiences when they're presented to you. For me, like taking a gap year was really different from what all my friends were doing. So I would say to my past self and to anyone in similar position, just try not to compare your path to what other people are doing because you never know where it might lead you and how the experience might impact your life. I think for me, I can already tell like it's going to be something that I take with me and it's going to influence how maybe I think about healthcare going forward, regardless what field I go into. Mm-hmm. I think being able to work in communities is really powerful. And I would just say, be open to taking maybe some detours that might give you some more life experience. I think that's really important.
I completely agree. And again, I just want to commend you on what you're doing. It's pretty remarkable.
Thank you.
So those are all kind of the structured questions I have. Is there anything that I didn't ask about that, again, you think it's really cool? I want people to know this about myself or about the service or about my host site, something I didn't ask to get from you, but you would like to share. This is kind of an open-ended, what else would you like to say before we wrap up?
I guess the Healthy Mind Alliance itself has been really cool. I think I've really enjoyed like the monthly meetings with all Healthy Minds members. Because you're in a host site, you might feel like, you know, you have your own kind of network within your host site. So I have my hospital coworkers and the people I meet with Ascension, but it's nice to kind of have like a nationwide community of members. And something cool that I know we were talking about doing is having like Zoom, like hangout
social hours, yeah
where we can like watch movies and just talk about maybe like debrief our days and just have people that kind of relate to what we're going through. So I think that's pretty unique to AmeriCorps Healthy Minds Alliance, is having like a group of people across the country that are all doing the same role that you are.
Fantastic. I completely agree. Unfortunately, my schedule has sometimes precluded me from being able to participate in all the meetings and the social hours, but I do find and see the value in them and want to try to participate more and more as we go.
Yeah.
So I just want to say thank you again for your time today. I love learning more about you and your experiences and your host site and all the wonderful things that you are helping to bring to the communities.
As we bring this week's episode to a close, I want to once again say thank you to Leah for joining me today and sharing a little bit about her experiences with AmeriCorps and her host site. I hope you, dear listener, have enjoyed listening, and I hope you'll join us again next week when we will have another amazing guest to chat with. As a reminder, if you are interested in becoming a service member or have any questions about serving, or perhaps your organization would like to become a host site, you will find information and links to follow in our show notes.